From wellness programs to wellness systems, the leadership shift organizations can no longer ignore. Workplace Wellness Association Southern Africa. Across South Africa, organizations are investing more in workplace wellness than ever before. There are more employee assistance programs, EAPs, more mental health interventions, more digital wellness platforms, more coaching services and more awareness campaigns than at any previous point in corporate history. Yet despite this growth, the core organizational outcomes are not improving at the same pace. Burnout continues to rise. Employee disengagement remains stubbornly high. Mental health challenges are increasing. Organizational cultures are becoming strained under economic pressure, workforce uncertainty, and growing complexity. This uncomfortable reality formed the center of a recent CPD-accredited leadership discussion hosted by Workplace Wellness Association Southern Africa and the Foundation for Professional Development. Facilitated by Steve Rogers, the Chief Executive Officer of Right People, Right Job and a registered WWASA service provider and ambassador, the discussion brought together healthcare executives, wellness practitioners, leadership specialists and organizational development professionals to explore a critical question. If organizations are doing more wellness than ever before, why are the outcomes not improving? The consensus from the panel was clear. The problem is not a lack of wellness activity. The problem is fragmentation, poor integration and insufficient leadership. The leadership gap behind the wellness crisis. Dr. Vuyokazi Mpongose, healthcare executive and board director of WWASA, opened the discussion by challenging organizations to rethink the way they understand workplace wellness. "We are seeing more wellness activities than ever before," she explained. "More programs, more providers, more platforms, and yet outcomes are not improving." According to Dr. Mpongose, organizations often assume the answer lies in adding more interventions. However, this creates a cycle of activity without measurable systemic change. "The problem is not the servicing," she argued. "The problem is the leadership." Her insight reflects a growing reality across many organizations. Wellness is still being managed as a disconnected operational function rather than as an integrated organizational strategy. Most organizations already have access to wellness providers, mental health professionals, coaches, occupational health practitioners, and digital tools. What is often missing is coordination. This creates what Dr. Mpongose described as a system-level problem being addressed with service-level thinking. The result is predictable. Siloed interventions, duplicated effort, inconsistent messaging and limited long-term impact. Wellness does not fail because of a lack of talent. Building on this point, Keshni Mathi, corporate wellness specialist and chairperson of ASCHP, argued that the wellness sector itself is rich in expertise but poor in integration. "The wellness sector does not fail because of a lack of talent," she explained. "It fails because of a lack of coordination." Mathi highlighted that wellness is not a single discipline. It is an interconnected system involving mental health, leadership, organizational culture, employee experience, workload management, physical health, behavior and community impact. However, in many organizations these dimensions are managed independently. HR operates separately, occupational health functions independently. EAP providers work in isolation and external service providers each bring their own frameworks and methodologies. Even where individual interventions are effective, the overall system often remains fragmented. "The organization invests in parts," Mathi explained, "but not in a system. This fragmentation creates confusion for employers and employees alike. Multiple providers deliver multiple programs with no integrated governance structure connecting them to organizational strategy. The consequence is that wellness becomes transactional rather than transformational. The shift from activity to systems thinking." A key theme emerging throughout the discussion was the need to move from isolated wellness programs toward integrated wellness systems. The proposed framework presented during the session centered on four interconnected dimensions: employee wellness, company wellness, customer wellness, and community wellness. Employee well-being cannot be separated from leadership quality, organizational culture, workload expectations, or customer pressure. Similarly, organizational wellness cannot be separated from ethical leadership, sustainability, and broader societal impact. The panel argued that real organizational well-being only becomes possible when these dimensions are measured, aligned, and managed together. This requires leadership maturity and a shift away from fragmented thinking. Data changes the conversation. One of the strongest themes emerging from the webinar was the importance of diagnostics, measurement, and evidence-based decision-making. Without measurement, wellness remains a cost center. With measurement, it becomes a strategic performance lever. Mathy explained that tools such as climate studies, workplace wellness audits, and employee needs assessments enable organizations to move from assumptions to evidence. Data connects wellness to performance, she stated. When organizations understand where their real risks, frustrations, and engagement gaps exist, interventions become more targeted and budgets become easier to justify. Importantly, the discussion moved beyond traditional return on investment, ROI, thinking toward broader concepts of value on investment, VOI, including culture, retention, engagement, leadership trust, productivity, and organizational sustainability. The service provider of the future. Dr. Gloria Maimila, Chief Executive Officer of the Foundation for Professional Development, expanded the discussion by introducing what she described as the provider evolution model. According to Dr. Maimila, the wellness industry is entering a new phase where providers must evolve beyond program delivery towards strategic organizational influence. She identified four broad levels of provider maturity: product seller, program provider, integrated solution partner, strategic wellness advisor. The first two levels focus largely on transactional service delivery. The real strategic shift occurs when providers begin operating at levels 3 and 4, integrating systems, aligning with organizational strategy, using data intelligently, and influencing executive decision-making. Organizations do not pay premium fees for activities, Dr. Maimila explained. They pay for insight, integration, and outcomes. This shift requires entirely new leadership capabilities, including systems thinking, governance understanding, financial literacy, analytics, and organizational transformation capability. Why leadership matters more than ever. As the discussion progressed, a broader organizational challenge became increasingly clear. The workplace wellness crisis is occurring at the same time that organizations are navigating economic uncertainty, technological disruption, workforce fatigue, and declining trust in leadership. Dr. Maimila described this as a widening, global leadership gap. The complexity of the world has increased faster than leadership capability has evolved, she warned. This observation resonated strongly throughout the discussion. Wellness, therefore, is no longer merely about individual health support. It is increasingly about organizational resilience, leadership capability, and strategic sustainability. Wellness as a competitive advantage. In his concluding remarks, Chris Lute, Chief Executive Officer of WWASA, positioned workplace wellness as a strategic organizational advantage rather than a support function. Wellness is no longer a support function, he argued. It is a performance lever. Lute emphasized that the market is moving away from fragmented service delivery toward coordinated wellness ecosystems. This creates both risk and opportunity for service providers and employers alike. The organizations that succeed in the future will be those that integrate systems, align wellness with strategy, measure impact, collaborate across disciplines, and use data to drive leadership decisions. Similarly, providers who continue competing in fragmented silos may increasingly struggle to remain relevant in a market demanding integration and measurable value. This is not about doing more work, Lute concluded. It is about positioning your work differently. The future of workplace wellness. One of the strongest insights emerging from the webinar was that workplace wellness is entering a significant transition period. The industry is moving from fragmentation to coordination. From activity to measurable impact, from providers to leaders. The question facing organizations is no longer whether this shift will happen. The real question is whether leaders, employers, and wellness professionals are prepared to evolve with it. Because ultimately, organizations cannot solve system-level problems with disconnected wellness activities alone. The future of workplace wellness will belong to integrated systems, measurable outcomes, and leadership capable of connecting well-being directly to organizational performance. Ends. Author at Workplace Wellness Association Southern Africa plus posts BioShare on your socials.